then. The interviewer is Catherine McShane, and this is an interview for the Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Heritage Project. I'm here with Jude Philbin Price, and it's the 15th of October 2014. Could you spell your name just for the recording?
All of it?
Yes, please.
Jude, J-U-D-E, Thoburn, T-H-O-B-U-R-N, hyphen, Price, P-R-I-C-E.
Great, thank you. And we're in Trowbridge in Cardiff.
That's right.
And so, I'd just like to ask you, how did you get involved in Cardiff Carnival?
I used to get involved a long time ago when it used to be the Lord Mayor's Parade. They used to be going on in Cardiff. I used to go with my nan to the church halls, and they'd be working for ages, it seemed, making different things. The lorries would turn up on a Friday. And everyone would start decorating the lorries for the float. So my involvement with the parade through Cardiff has been a lifelong thing. I didn't do anything for a long time. And I dragged Ray down one year to see Dragon down in the by the Millennium Centre. And it was a night show, which he was quite taken with. And I said to him, oh, do you fancy having a go next year for Carnival? And he said we'd give it a go. So that's so we come down for the launch night. And from there then, we sort of got involved with it. And that's how we sort of come to do it. It was something I'd always wanted to do, but I'd never quite got round to getting to Carnival Camp because I'd always been working. But when I got retired from work, then obviously I had time to come and have a dabble. So we brought our large puppet making skills with us.
So you started with making large puppets?
I'd always made puppets and big structures and costumes and animation and done film and performance. So we brought with us the skills, if you like, for making big puppets. And that was the year that we had Queen Elizabeth to do, and a lot of the other big wings, big structures as well. So that was quite an interesting experience.
Interesting in what way?
Well, we went for the 1 week's, we signed up to do the 1 week's training, but unfortunately the people that were teaching it could only stay for the week, and we had a bit of a list of to-dos then for the following 2 weeks to make sure that everything was made and constructed for dressing so that it could go out for Carnival. So we spent another 2 weeks full time really down there to make everything that needed to go for the day, to otherwise people wouldn't have had stuff to wear and to do anything with.
So what were they made out of?
Mostly aluminium, fibre pole, what else? All different fabrics were put on them. Some latexing was done for unscrimming for hands and large faces. I did quite enjoy making all the big hands. They were quite nice to see them all sort of stood on the desk, these like 5x hands, drying out everywhere. They were quite good, and spraying them out on the sticks was a laugh. Rigging it all up was quite good, though. I did enjoy rigging them all up, and seeing everything moving on the day was a nice thing to see.
So how many have you done since then?
Let's see. 4. I think, yeah, 4. I think we've done 4 since then. So different things each year.
Have you got a favourite?
Let's see. I quite like this year's when we were all different puppets, when we weren't big structures to wear through. I was mostly down to my health that I wasn't, like, 10 to 15 foot tall to manoeuvre things about. But we did. We had nice big heads this year, and the baby came, and she was a sausage. So we did a Punch and Judy set, loosely based on the Muppets. But the kids enjoyed it, so that's all that mattered. Only the thing was, it was raining all the way round, and the costumes were getting heavier and heavier as they absorbed the water. But it's part of the thing. The other ones, we've been rained on quite a few times. But I don't know, it's one of those things. You've worked so hard for the time leading up to it. It's the finale, isn't it? You know, so if it rains, it rains, you get wet. So it'd be a shame not to take it all out after you've spent months working on something.
So you spend months on it rather than the 3 weeks?
Yeah, I've spent like a long time making what we make to go out. So yeah, we'll start planning what to make for next year now.
Any ideas?
Well, I do quite like Day of the Dead, and I do quite like the big cat arenas, the skeletons that are dressed with the big hats. I've had a couple of people say they're interested in doing being a section with those, so that's one possibility. Can't think. I did think of something else. I can't think of what it was now, but it'll probably change a couple of times by then anyway. But yeah.
So is it the making part of Carnival that you're most interested in, or is it the performing? Or
I enjoy the making, although I don't say I relish it when I'm sat up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning sewing or sticking and gluing, and you can't get through the house because it's full of bits of puppet and structure and stuff like that, so that can be a bit of a nightmare. I do enjoy taking them out and performing them, because it's the only way to see how things work and make notes for future builds and stuff like that. So it's always good to perform something you've made as a prop maker, because you get to see how it functions then, because a lot of the time, it's very rare, you'll make the same thing twice. I don't think I've ever made the same thing twice in all my life. So it's always like, you might use different ways of then constructing the inside for next year, but the actual outside of whatever it's going to be might be completely different. But you sort of change how you'd rig something up, maybe by being able to wear it. So it gives you a lot of insight from the performer's point of view that you then use, like when we're commissioned to do work for other people. So it's always good to try your stuff.
And obviously you've performed in the rain.
Yeah, quite a few number of times.
And you mentioned the little ones. And
yeah, so well, my grandchildren like doing it. Reese came about 3 years ago. He wanted to be an electric eel. I don't know why. It's just one of those things the little boys wanted to be. Ellie was a mermaid. That year we made the smallest carnival float in the world, which was basically a cut down supermarket trolley, no names mentioned, and a car seat. So, because she can't walk very fast, so we made her a little trolley that we towed on the back of our disability scooter with the giant mermaid on. So that was their first carnival, and even though it did rain a bit on them, they did like it, so they wanted to do it since. So I can't remember what they were last year, but this year they were, Ellie wanted to be the dog from the Muppets, so we made a Rolf head and bodysuit. And Reese was Kermit the Frog, done as the crocodile from the Punch and Judy set. We went as Waldorf and Statler, Punch and Judy. And little Abby, she's only 4, she wanted to be a sausage. So we made her.
As you do.
Yeah, you know. But it gives you a chance, so you can be anything you like, really, can't you? As long as you've got glitter on it. It's a goer. But yeah, we're looking at wheels and stuff for next year, just in case we want to go large again. But depends on my health, like. to whether we I can actually manage to perform large structures now. I might have to scale them down to like 8 foot.
That's still big.
Yes, yeah, so it's not as big as like, you know, the others, but yeah, maybe scale things down to about 8 foot for next year and see what we come up with. But yeah, see what the kids want to be.
And work from there.
And work from there up, yeah. You normally get like 2 potato drawings with some arms and legs in unusual places with their description of what they want to be. And then you have to, like, you know, work from that.
Always a challenge.
Yeah, it is a bit. But it's always worth seeing their faces when you've made their costumes and all their stuff and they've been trying them on as you've been making them. They've been in and out the conservatory, supposed to have been sewing and sticking and gluing and what have you. And the little, it's like Christmas morning, you know, when their costume's made and they've got it on. So they do like doing it. And sometimes if they've seen their friends as they're going around, they give them a little wave. Although this year they was too busy getting drowned. I think this year was the worst weather we've experienced. The other years it's rained before we've gone out and it's been all right, you know, as we've done going around, but God, it was wet this year.
Yeah, carnival in Wales.
And as we had a bit of foam and sponge and stuff used in our costumes, we were just soaking the water up all the way round. It took 3 weeks to dry off with a dehumidifier in the conservatory. The heads, so now I can put them away now. It took 3 weeks to dry the foam out. But there we go. Memories, eh?
Were there any other memorable moments from your carnivals over the last few years?
When we were making Queen Elizabeth to go out the other year, a couple of years ago, Ray had to be Queen Elizabeth because it was quite a heavy structure to wear. And for the time of going out, like, you got the time of the lineup, so that's about an hour you stood in it. Then you got your, like, walk round plus the little stops used to be. So you used to have to be workout that you were in it for about 2.5 to 3 hours. Well, it was such a heavy structure, Ray had to do that one. But when we went out the back of the Channel View to have a look at it and test it for blowing over and stuff like that, see how stable it was, we noticed Caroline, Sian and I, that his trainers didn't match his dress. So we had to go looking for a pair of beige trainers then that would match his frock for Carnival Day because they just clashed with the ones he had. So he had a new pair of trainers out of that and he'd done quite well this year. He had a new pair to go with his Punch and Judy striped trousers. A new pair of blue trainers. So obviously Ray gets a new pair of trainers every time we go out and do Carnival. So yeah, that was quite good. The feeling of relief when I took that costume off, that huge structure. Yeah, that was worth it. I couldn't walk for days after then.
No.
And the bruises. Bruises were horrific from carrying such large packs. But it was worth it.
Came back for more.
Yeah, it was worth it though, because when you go up and you sneak behind people when you got big hands, and then you put your hand around them, and people like to have their photos taken with you. So you've got to stand in the photo, so you're huge. And they just, like, lots of people want to come up and have a photo taken. So you've got to catch up to where you were then, you know, on the line somewhere. So you've lost your place because you've stopped so many times for people to have their photos done. I know Ray likes scaring the crowd with his big hands and stuff. So, yeah, it's a good laugh. I prefer to perform them and they do something than just walk about doing nothing with them. You know, they've got to have a little life of their own while they're out. It's best.
Yeah, something to play with.
Yeah, and it's a bit more interactive for the crowd there and they seem to appreciate it, you know, when you give them a poke with a big arm or something. Always makes them laugh, makes a couple shriek.
Yeah.
But yeah, makes a lot of kids cry when they see, oh, I don't like the big heads. But yeah, It's a laugh. So yeah, being as Reese and Ellie are bigger now, we might get them to wear a big puppet. Well, we'll be a big puppet for them, so it might be about 5 foot, but it's still in relation to their size quite big.
Oh, good.
Because Reese is done backpack puppets now for a couple of years, so he's he can take a bigger structure this year. I have to give him his Weetabix, so. But yeah. They enjoy it though, so it's worth doing for that. It's nice to go down carnival camp as well and see everyone down there, and chat to them and see what they're making. We help a lot of people make their structures, help them with all the mechanics of things, their structure, problem solving with them. So that's, you know, it's always nice to see everyone's stuff finished and out and about, and knowing like all the blood, sweat and tears that have gone into making things. But yeah, it's a nice day out. Apart from the rain, of course, but can't have everything, can you? So yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having us over. Thank you.